from far to be here today for initiation ceremony. We'll ask for His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to share a lecture. He can speak for some time. And then afterward, we'll proceed with the initiation ceremony. Thank you so much for being here, each and every one of you. Hare Krishna.
Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Bilidam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahakana Raghunatham Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padahan Sahakana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Sri Varshavanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadhyā Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvanda Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambojayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvaboma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratveshe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jayatam Suratao Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bojao Radha Madana Mohanao Divyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Sriman Ratnagara Singhasanastao Sri Sri Radha Sila Govinda Devao Pristalibi Savya Manosmarani Sriman Rasarasarambi Bamsibata Tatastita Karshan Benu Svanayar Gopir Gopinatha Sri Estunaha Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om apavitra pavitrova sarvabhastam gatopiva yasmarit pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. This particular verse that Srila Prabhupada taught us to recite and meditate upon at the time of taking vows, at the moment in our life when we are sincerely making a formal dedication to the path of bhakti and to the Guru Parampara. The verse encapsulates the very purpose of not only initiation, but the human form of life. Whether one is pure or impure, if we remember the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, we become purified both within and without. Even having passed through all different situations, this is an important part of the verse, because in this world that we live, whoever we are, we will pass through many different situations. There will be challenges. There will be very pleasing events. But whenever there's a pleasing event, we should know that a challenge is coming. This is not a theory. This is how material existence has been manufactured by the Creator. Mamupetya punar janma dukalaya mashashvata napnavanti mahatmana samsidhim paramam gatha. That in this world, because everything is temporary, everything is changing. The painful situations and the pleasurable situations are always changing. We cannot hold on to anything. And the more we try to grasp to anything, the more we are creating future disappointment and suffering. Because everything is under the power of time. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Inherently, misery is within material existence. But what is the difference between material existence and spiritual existence? Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Essentially, everything is coming from Krishna. And Krishna is perfect and complete. And therefore, all emanations are perfect and complete. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam prabhartate. Iti matva pajante mam buddha bhava samanvata. Krishna tells, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my loving service and worship me with all their hearts. So if we remember Krishna in whatever situations come, then we are no longer simply tossed about by the modes of nature. Every situation brings us closer to our goal. The soul is eternal. Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam that just as the moon is waxing and waning through the month, sometimes it's Amavasya, or it's a new moon. Other times, it's a quarter moon, or a half moon, or Purnima, full moon. But whenever we see a full moon, we know that the next day it's going to start waning. And whenever we see Amavasya, where there's really no moon that we can see, we know it's going to start growing. The moon is always full. It's just our perception that changes. Similarly, the soul, najayate mriyate bhakadachit nayam budva bhavata vanabhuya. The soul is beyond birth. It's eternal, primeval. Nahanyate hanyamane sadire. It's beyond death. Vasamsi jinani atavihaya. That death is like a change of body, a change of clothes for the soul. As we pass from childhood to youth to old age, in the same way the soul passes into another body at death. So all the transformations of life that we see is just on the physical level. The soul is always the same. And the Paramatma, the Supreme Soul, is forever beside us, waiting for us to turn. The Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells that after wandering through many, many lifetimes, perhaps through 8,400,000 species. When one is truly fortunate, one comes in contact with the Guru, with the great spiritual teachers, because they remind us of who we truly are. here in the Lower East Side of New York, Srila Prabhupada was asked, "Why have you come to our country?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "I have come to remind you what you have forgotten, that we are all eternal souls. We are all part of Krishna." Srila Prabhupada cited from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the very simple principle, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhityuti Kodiye Udvai. That love for Krishna, which is the eternal perfection, the only real success in life from a spiritual perspective, it is within the heart of everyone. It is the nature of the soul. It is who we are, who we've always been, and who we will forever be. By associating with those who love Krishna, and by chanting the names of Krishna, this love is awakened. Srila Prabhupada, in his explanation of the Maha Mantra, explains it in that way, that Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is the original nature within all of us. It simply needs to be awakened. Srila Rupa Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, the confluence of the rivers Ganges, Yamuna, and Saraswati. And it was exactly 500 years ago from this year. This is truly an auspicious year. It is the 500th anniversary of when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami at Prayag and instructed him for 10 days. And empowered him at that time to provide literature, an example that would be the foundation that our whole parampara or sampradaya would be built upon. He explained this verse to Rupa Goswami, that a devotee is like a gardener. We receive the bhakti lata bij, the seed of devotion, from our spiritual masters, who on behalf of the parampara, on behalf of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev, are giving this highest opportunity. The seed of love of God is so precious. How we take care of the seed is really our true intelligence. Because the nature of this world, with so many distractions, is always going to be there to divert our attention. How is that done? Sometimes in very obvious, gross ways, and other times in very subtle ways. To think anything is more valuable than that seed of bhakti we've been given is the greatest distraction. Because everything comes and goes. Whoever we know, whoever we're with, whatever we have, whatever people think of us or don't think of us. These things are like stormy and sunny days. They're always changing. Whatever our occupation, whatever sex or species or race or religion, all of these things are changing, inevitably. And nothing can save us from inevitable suffering and death. But this seed of devotion has the potential to give us the realization of our eternal self, to wake up from this dream of misconception and ignorance, to cleanse our heart from the diseases of lust and anger, envy, greed, arrogance, and illusion, to realize the Ananda, the pleasure we're all seeking, to experience Krishna's love, Krishna's infinite love that is forever. Not only is it forever, but it is forever increasing. And to reciprocate with that love, with our love. Srila Prabhupada explained, if we take one step toward Krishna, Krishna will take many thousands of steps toward us. Now, from where our consciousness is, it may not seem that way. But if we understand the real predicament that we've been in for so long, then we really appreciate it. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha yishami masaja. If we take shelter of Krishna, if we surrender to Krishna, he will deliver us, protect us, and ultimately give himself. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the greatest charity, para upakar, is to share this gift of love for Krishna, Krishna consciousness with others. It's the most profound, deepest expression of compassion for the body, for the mind, and for the soul. We see so many species of life, from the little bacterias and all the little people that are living in the bacterias, all the insects and the creepers and the trees and the plants, and the fishes, the birds, the animals and the reptiles, and all kinds of people. How many people are aware of that love for Krishna that's within them? How many have the opportunity to water and nourish that seed of bhakti? It really is rare. It's the greatest wealth. And somehow or other, each and every one of us has received it. Association of devotees is very important. Adoshitata sadhu sangha. Because we have some faith. We have some faith in the good fortune that we have. But the association of devotees gives us a very clear focus on what's really meaningful, what's really valuable in our life. It's cultivating that seed. It's taken millions of births to receive it. And it could easily be forgotten. Because just like a seed in the ground, you can't see it with your eyes because it's covered. So similarly, we may not see the love for Krishna in our heart coming out yet, but the seed's there. We require to water it. That watering is especially through hearing about Krishna, hearing Krishna's words, hearing Krishna's pastimes, hearing about those people and those things that are in relationship to Krishna. And chanting Krishna's names and Krishna's glories. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That this chanting is supremely auspicious. Param. It is the prime benediction for humanity and for all living beings. Because it is the most powerful nourishment to the soul. Kalera dosandi de raja nasti heka mahanguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. Kali Yuga is an ocean of so many distractions, so many unwanted temptations, fears. But there's one supreme benediction that simply by chanting the names of Hari, one can attain the perfection of liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam explains what in the Satya Yuga one could achieve through long durations of completely concentrated meditation without slight distraction. In Treta Yuga, through performing of great yajnas in the minutest detailed excellence. In Dwapara Yuga, by worshipping the Lord with complete attention, absorption, and perfection. In Kali Yuga, hardly anyone could do those things. It's practically impossible. But the same benediction, and even more, is there for anyone who sincerely chants the holy names of the Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the great, most compassionate yogis and sages and rishis who only live for the well-being of others, they worship Kali Yuga as the best time in history. Why? If we want people to be happy, why worship Kali Yuga? It's the most miserable time. It's the time where there's the greatest resistance to spirituality, morality, ethics, where religion is taken to be irreligion and irreligion is taken to be religion, where people have so much difficulty controlling the mind and the senses. It's a time where anyone, padam padam yad vipadam natesham, could be crushed or die at any moment. It wasn't like that in other ages. Not so bluntly. But they worship Kali because it's the best of all times. Because seeing
the very, very difficult situation, the pathetic situation. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Krishna, who's an ocean of compassion, kindness, mercy, he gives the greatest blessing in this age for people who need it the most. Kalikade Namurupe Krishnavatar, he especially incarnates in his holy names. And anybody, whatever they've done or not done, if they just take to a life of bhakti, of dharma, sanatan dharma, and chant the holy names, they can attain the ultimate supreme perfection. In this very lifetime. So we water the seed of devotion by chanting Krishna's name, hearing about Krishna, following the nine processes of bhakti. Saravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana dasare pujana sakijana atma nivedana. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Rupa Goswami, and through him the whole world for all times, that as the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bij, grows, weeds will also grow. Now, those weeds, if we do not have good association, good sadhana, and a proper philosophical understanding, then we can mistake the weeds for the seed of love. Because that's how Maya works. Prabhupada defined Maya as that which is not. So the weed is not the seed, but it looks like the seed. And it even makes the seed not look like the seed. It's not that this might happen, it will happen. Maya is going to do that. And the weed is going to say, water me, water me. You will attain ultimate perfection of life. You will become Krishna conscious. You will become an ecstatic devotee of Krishna. You will be happy. Just water me. And I'll give you fame, and I'll give you prestige, and I'll give you sensual desires, and I'll give you all kinds of mundane securities. Just water me. And most people are going to water those seeds, those weeds. You see, weed even sounds like seed. What to speak of looking, it even sounds. It's this one letter difference. But if we water those weeds, the weeds, and Lord Chaitanya gives a very, very elaborate list of some of the weeds. There are limitless weeds. The desire for prestige, the desire for profit, the desire for materialistic, sensual gratifications. The desire to hurt others. The weed of arrogance, the weed of greed, that also sounds similar. If you want to water the seed, you must avoid the weed of greed. That's what we need. Then we will be freed. So this is how we plead. I'm not going to go any further than So when we see these weeds, and we must understand what they are. They're unfavorable for devotional service. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a simple formula of how we can always be on track. Gopi Bharatura Padakamalayora Dasa Das Das Anudas. To identify ourselves in this way, that we are the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of our beloved Lord of the Gopis, Sri Krishna. We remain bound in this world because we want to be the enjoyer, the controller, the proprietor. It is Krishna's role to be the enjoyer, controller, and proprietor. And to the degree that is what we want to achieve in our life, we remain distracted. So we must very carefully neglect these weeds and water the seed. Bhakti Lata Bija. From this perspective, the weeds are favorable if we understand them for what they are. If we see the weeds growing around us in the world and we see the weeds in our own heart, it's a stimulus. Krishna, I really need to take shelter of you. I really need to take shelter of your devotees. I really need to take shelter of your holy names. This is one of the blessings of Kali Yuga, is things are so difficult spiritually that people really, who are sincere, they know they have to humble themselves and take shelter. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was a family person with about 10 children. Bhagavati, his wife, was a great saintly devotee. He was a magistrate in the British court system during the British rule of India. But even the greatest yogis and babajis and sadhus and swamis would come to receive his teachings and his blessings. In one song he prays, Manaso deho geho jo kichu mor arpilon tu alpade nanda kishor. Krishna, whatever I have is yours. My mind, my body, my home and family, my wealth, my abilities, everything is yours, Krishna. I surrender everything. Use me as you like me to. Maro birako bijo ichatoha nitya dasa prati tua adhikar. If you like, you can protect me. If you like, you can kill me. I'm your eternal servant. Do anything you like with me. We all have the experience how sometimes on a nice sunny day when we're chanting Krishna's names, our mind can easily be distracted. But when something comes in front of you and you're on the verge of death, how do you chant? We all have this experience. I remember one person, this is many, many years ago. He was a devotee of Srila Prabhupada, But he wasn't chanting very much. He just had so many other priorities in his life. And he was driving on an icy road, and his car skid. There's one other person in the car, and he fell off a cliff. The whole car fell off a cliff. And it was tumbling down the steep mountainside. And the car was just crashing into a tree and then bouncing down and crashing into another tree and another tree. And it was just rolling and rolling. And what could they do? They didn't have cell phones in those days. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway. They were just dropping to this bottom of this remote mountain ravine. And they could see that death was there. The doorway of death was open wide. And there was nothing they could do about it. So this person was screaming out Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And it's not that as soon as he started chanting, the car just levitated back to the road. The car kept falling and it kept bumping into trees and tumbling down, and he was chanting and chanting and chanting. And somehow or other, the car went to the bottom and he was still alive. And that was the greatest blessing, because he understood what really is important in his life. We shouldn't wait for those things to happen. We should know they will happen. But we should understand the value of what we have been given. And if we protect from the weeds, and Lord Chaitanya said, we should also build a little fence around the seed, because other creatures may come and trample it or eat it. And he said, offending Vaishnavas is like an elephant, like inviting a huge elephant to come and trample on the seed. It's very visual. How many of you have closely known an elephant before in your life? Well, I told a story before, I'll tell it again. Some years ago, we have a eco-community in Karnataka state. It's a different, we have several eco-villages. It's not the one in Maharashtra. It's close to Belgaum. And there was this wild male elephant. And every now and then, sometimes they kind of go crazy and they just get violent. And they were destroying farms. Literally, our neighbor had all these paddy fields, acres. One elephant destroyed all of them, his entire crop for the year. Because they're so big, and it's against the law to harm them, because they're endangered species. But if you don't do something, then you are an endangered species. So he was killing people, trampling on them, stabbing them with his tusk, destroying crops. And two brahmacharis, they heard about all these things, and they happened to be walking down a little forest path on our property, and suddenly they heard... They turned around, it was the elephant, completely violent, charging at them to kill them. They were running as fast as they could, but the elephant was galloping And elephants are really fast runners, faster than humans. So he was coming closer and closer. And they were running and running, and they realized that there's nothing they could do. He's going to just trample them and kill them. So they started praying to Krishna. And they started chanting Krishna's names. Now, you may wonder, if it was Prahlad, the elephant would have picked them up and put them on his back and started dancing. But we're not Prahlad. We can't think that we're going to be Prahlad so fast. The elephant was right behind, and his eyes were blazing red with anger. And just a couple days before, he killed some neighbors. So they're running, and he's right behind them, and they're chanting Krishna's names, and as soon as they started really taking shelter of Krishna in the name, one of these brahmacharis remembered something. Saravasya chaham hridi shanivishto matasmitir jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, I'm the source of forgetfulness, knowledge, and remembrance. So if we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna can save us by giving us a remembrance. He remembered. Now he's in his 30s. He remembered when he was a little boy living in a village. A sadhu came and was giving classes. And he forgot everything in the classes, but he remembered one little lesson because it was interesting. The sadhu said, if you ever are attacked by a charging male elephant, you cannot escape unless you run down a hill. Because the weight of an elephant's body is they can't go fast downhill. And right at the side of them, as they were running, was a hill. But he remembered this. So he just grabbed the other brahmachari and said, jump! I said, what? And they started going down the hill and started rolling and getting up and running and rolling and getting up and running and rolling. And the elephant was coming down after them, but he had to go real slow because he's so heavy. And ultimately, Krishna saved them. Why did I tell that story? Because this is Trinarapi Sunichena, Taror Iba Sehishnana, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Lord Chaitanya did not recite this verse as a detail, it's a principle that is absolutely crucial to our spiritual progress. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. And Srimad Bhagavatam, our acharyas, and our beloved Srila Prabhupada, when they speak of tolerance, they usually focus on forgiveness. One should offer all respect to others and not demand or expect it for oneself. In this way, we could really chant the holy names of the Lord. So this mad elephant offense we're talking about, of offending others. Because if you take the mind too seriously, it will always give us justifications and reasons. But if we're always in this spirit of the servant, they escape the elephant not by turning around and saying, all right, let's fight. The elephant would have laughed, just taken one of his feet and go... They ran downhill. They took a lower position. they took a humble position. Yes? Servant of the servant of the servant. By taking a humble position, we can take, and in that mood to take shelter of Krishna's names, then whatever comes to us is a blessing because it helps us to understand how this is beyond me. Let me humble myself before Krishna. So if we avoid these offenses and we carry on watering the seed of devotion, Lord Chaitanya explains, it grows into a sprout. And then it grows and grows beyond this earth planet. Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka. It goes beyond the heavenly planets, the planets of the sages, beyond Brahma's abode. It penetrates through all the layers separating the Brahma Jyoti from the universe. And it enters into the all-pervading Brahman, the spiritual sky. We don't want to stop watering there. We have to really keep watering there. And it keeps growing and growing till it reaches Vaikuntha, the Lord's eternal abode. And it keeps growing and growing till it attains Goloka, Shamsundar, Krishna's eternal abode. And there it ripens in the fruit of prema, the fruit of ecstatic love. And that fruit is offered to Krishna and Sri Radha. And Krishna and Radha taste it. And when they taste it, that fruit is filled with their love. And then the little gardener, you and me, then we get to taste it. And Lord Chaitanya said, we are forever fully satisfied. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam punamritasvadhanam. The happiness we're all seeking, we're all yearning for, longing for in every situation of life is to taste Krishna's love and to offer Krishna our love and to be an instrument of that love. There in Goloka we realize Shri Radha Govinda, the most intimate abode Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us entrance into, where Krishna allows us to forever love him as a servant or as a friend, Sakyaras. Or as a parent who loves his or her own child, Vatsalyaras. Or as a most intimate lover, Madhuryaras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crest jewel of all sannyasis. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. All of these great acharyas, they have taught that the highest, most revered spiritual perfection is the gopis of Vrindavan, who are forever simple girls milking cows and cooking and dancing, singing. But their love for Krishna is absolutely pure. And all other forms of love of Krishna are included within their love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give everyone and anyone the opportunity to enter into the pastimes of that love. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratveshe Namo. He's the most munificent, most magnificent, most merciful of all incarnations because he's giving that to the most undeserving people. If simply we have humble, grateful hearts and persevere with sincerity. Srila Prabhupada wrote that pure devotional service is very rare. But Krishna will give it if we are sincere, if we have sincerity, and if we do not have any ulterior motives. So this blessing is ours as the fruit of love of God ripens within our heart. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of these stages of progress where our Bhakti Lata Bija is actually attaining to the state of Goloka Vrindavan, beyond all material and spiritual existence, it's all happening while we're sitting here in New York City. It's all happening within ourselves. Fifty years ago, Srila Prabhupada came right here to the Lower East Side of New York City to give this wonderful gift of bhakti. We all have heard the story 51, just about 50 and a half. Less than 51 years ago, he left Calcutta on the cargo ship Jaladuta. It was an old ship then. Soon after, it was scrapped. Not long ago, I was in Detroit, Michigan, and I was at someone's house, a devotee. And his father was captain for Jaladuta, but not Captain Pandey. He was a captain. He sailed on the Jaladuta back and forth from Calcutta to New York and different places many times. But then he was transferred to another ship, and Captain Pandey was the one who took Prabhupada. But he said that ship was really old. I met his father. He still lives in Detroit. I said, what happened to it? He said it was scrapped. But it will never be scrapped from our hearts. In 38 days, Srila Prabhupada sailed on that ship and he came to New York City. And 50 years ago, he established his first little temple in the storefront of 26 Second Avenue. And we've been told the story how before Prabhupada came, it was just a little shop where they sold things. And it was really a run-down neighborhood in those days. The name of the shop was Matchless Gifts. And they were going to take down that sign or repaint it and put something else, Hare Krishna Temple. And they did put Hare Krishna Temple, but they were going to cross out Matchless Gifts, and Prabhupada said, no. Krishna consciousness is a matchless gift. Those words are profound. If simply we can help remind each other of the matchless gift we've received. Matchless means nothing else can compare to it. Obviously, the previous store owner didn't have this intent. He didn't have this philosophical understanding of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Matchless gifts is some nice word to help get people in the store. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna consciousness is matchless gift. That means it's infinitely more valuable than anything else. So initiation is a time when we commit ourselves. We may be brahmacharis. We may be grihasthas. We may be having children or raising children. We may have jobs. There's going to be many happy days and stormy days in our life. Pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, happiness, distress, health, disease, success, failure. They always come and go like the seasons. Matras parashas tu konte asitos nasukadukada. Krishna said we tolerate them by remaining tamstatikshashvaparada, by remaining steady in our sadhana and steady in our service. And by following these four regulative principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. But those are just basic principles. There are so many other things that are directly or indirectly connected to those principles. We live a life of service. We try to give up our selfish habits. We need each other. We need to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. We need to regularly discuss Srila Prabhupada's books, great Vaishnava literatures, to help us to remain focused on how matchless this gift is, and not allow anything or anyone to steal it away from us, but to invest in whatever else we're doing to always be watering that seed. When Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON here 50 years ago, he declared himself the founder Acharya. And for us, that is sacred. Because as generations pass, there will be many Shiksha Gurus and many Diksha Gurus, many introducing Gurus, many devotees speaking many languages in many places. But we're all a united family. If we're united in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, united in our parampara, following Prabhupada's teachings and spirit, we're all brothers and sisters. Prabhupada said you can show your love by how you cooperate to expand this mission. So in this way, we are all family. And Srila Prabhupada is the founder Acharya. He's a foundational guru within our society. On behalf of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Sri Radha Govindadev. So for those of you who are going to be receiving initiation today, this is what it means. It's a ceremony that involves rituals, they are sacred. But what gives us access to that sacredness is the sincerity of our intent. We're making commitment to follow these principles, to chant at least 16 rounds every day, to remain faithful to this wonderful society Srila Prabhupada has given us, and to live in the spirit and the character of a Vaishnava. We understand this matchless gift, its value, and we commit ourselves to the path of true bhakti. And that commitment really helps. It helps in many ways. It connects us in a very formal way through the heart of that commitment to the mercy and the grace of all the previous acharyas. And to the present gurus that we are living with. And it also helps us to take more seriously. I have committed myself. I have promised. I cannot act whimsically. In this way, initiation is something very, very sacred and important. But it is as sacred, as important as how sincerely we honor it throughout our life. I'm very grateful Pyari Mohan Prabhu has come all the way from Hartford, Connecticut. And I'm very grateful that Ram Rai Prabhu has come all the way from the Harinam Ashram. I'd like Pyari Mohan Prabhu and Ram Rai Prabhu and Kustubha Prabhu also to speak something briefly to the initiates. Don't bring the microphones. I think so.
Our sound man just went to do the offering march.
Okay. Does this reach? Actually, you're trained to do that. Just imagine you're in Union Square.
Um,
much enjoyed your lecture. I did deity worship for Shishi Radhamani Dhar for 20 months when I was living here. And what you were saying and you hold their beautiful forms was one of the nicest things that has happened to me in recent times. Involvement is very, very happy and appreciate devotees, and especially Brahmas. Because with every devotee that is initiated into our line, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said just one pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver the entire universe. You were saying that this seed, everything can be accomplished just by our sitting here in New York City or anywhere, that at the time of initiation, you were given the facility to reach the highest perfection and also qualify yourself for the most confidential empowerment to spread love of Godhead to countless other living beings. Srila Prabhupada says in one place, the movement of pure devotees all over the world